Can you count how many chittas now? Yes or no? Very easy question, see, but it's not like that. Because no one knows chitta right now. Only hearing and hearing about it again and again, but not acquainted to it yet. We are not used to understand. Seeing is not self at all. But that is true. That is the truth. So, how many realities, not citta, besides citta, now? We just talk about citta. And what is the other from? Sammut cannot be reality. Without reality, there cannot be any sammuti.
Because sammuti is not real. Yes. Sammuti is only concept. Correct?
Yes.
Without reality, there will never be concept. But since the reality cannot be known by trying to know it, but only understanding it little by little. So one just hear the word, but not understand the nature of it. That's why there must be paramatta, the absolute truth, and so the rapidity of the paramatta, which arises and falls away. You cannot point out which one is it, because it comes and appears in group. But only one reality can be known at a time. Even there are many together. Like citta without cetasika, how can you know the difference that citta is not cetasika and each cetasika is different? Only one reality can appear at a time. That is why it's clearer when there's more understanding. It never forget that there is no self. So what are the citta? Seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and the others cannot be known. Even right now, there is seeing. Seeing is not known. Only panya develops and know that it cannot be anyone, it cannot be self, but it is a reality, just one at a time, and never arise again. Like this moment is not those moments, see. And ignorance is there, not knowing, not understanding the truth. So the very simple question, but avicca cannot understand and cannot know anything about it because it's the reality which cannot understand the truth.
Ma'am, the reasons of ignorance maybe?
Everything which is not known.
But then it can be corrected with the panna, with the wisdom.
The correctest.
Yeah, eradicated.
Ignorance can be eradicated with wisdom.
By what? What can?
Wisdom.
Only wisdom.
Wisdom can eradicate ignorance.
Only it.
Only wisdom.
The greatest and the best of reality in the world is panya, right understanding.
Ma'am, ignorance is not a mistake of a person.
Ignorance, can it understand anything?
Ma'am, if we talk at the level of a common man, he is ignorant. It is not his mistake, ma'am.
Anything which is real can be understood. But when there is no understanding, it's ignorance.
Can we say, John, that ignorance is a mistake? Can we say that?
Conventional? Or conventional? Absolute reality.
No, I'm sorry.
Yes,
Akhil. Akhil was asking, Ajahn, is ignorance a mistake?
What do you mean by mistake? Because it's only conventional term. But the moment of not understanding is wrong, understanding, because of no understanding. And what is mistake? To miss understanding?
Mistake.
So when you say that is a rose, is it mistake?
It's misunderstanding.
I think, literally in English, the word mistake means a mistake. You're taking it wrongly. Yeah. Mistake, you're taking it wrongly.
Redic.
So, no, well, Ajahn's pointing out, I think Ajahn was pointing out there that we say that's a rose, but that's still ignorance.
Yeah. Even you take it for a rose.
Yeah, it's still ignorance.
Because no understanding of the true nature of the... When you touch, is it a rose? What is there that you take for a rose?
It's an object.
What reality is there?
When you touch, there is softness, hardness, or temperature.
Only. And when you see, is it hard or soft at moment of seeing?
No.
Ma'am, softness, hardness, tenderness. But it can also be an illusion and delusion also.
What is meant by delusion, illusion?
It can
what
be,
do you mean?
Ma'am, the object. We suppose that we are seeing it, and those are not real. it's an illusion.
Well,
the seeing is real, but seeing a rose is not real. Right?
Yeah, that's well said, yeah. I think what Kun Akil is pointing out, and many people say this also, that it's all maya.
It's an illusion.
All illusion. But the Buddha did not say that. He said that the experience is real. But, for example, what we think about, that's maya. That's not real. Thinking is real, but what we think about, that's maya. That's not real. That's an illusion.
So if we are thinking, if the thinking is real of the unreal object, how can we thinking be real, sir?
Because you're thinking,
the activity of thinking, that's actually happening. But you're thinking that's a rose, and that's not real, because that's not a rose.
Also, I think what Kun Akil is saying there is that it's not easy. I don't think it's easy, but I'll try and explain there that seeing is a characteristic, or thinking is a characteristic which can be known.
Yes, sir.
It's a characteristic. It has a characteristic. In English we have the word ik. It possesses a character. It has a characteristic which can be known, can be understood. But what thinking thinks about... I'm sorry. That what thinking thinks about, that has not got a characteristic that can be known. It's not easy.
Yeah, it's not easy.
No.
If something is unreal, and we are thinking it as a real, which have the characteristic of something, it has to be... thinking is a truth.
Your thinking is a truth. Thinking
is a truth.
It's real.
It's real.
It's real. It's a paramattha dhamma.
So again, the things are of the illusions.
And what is the object of thinking?
Ma'am, it's unreal.
That's unreal.
That's unreal.
You can say that's maya in a way.
Maya is an alternative word which sir is using, but it's an illusion, sir.
Yeah. Well,
maya word can be used in a different scenario.
The object of What is the object of thinking?
Mm-hmm.
It's a concept. The object of thinking is concept.
Because when the reality appears to Panya, it's not the word of prose or anything at all.
Ma'am, but when we were thinking of the unreal object and the thinking was real, it means that between this thinking, a small gap might be there, will be there. And that is the wisdom in which you are making the decision of that unreal object as a correct thinking. It's unreal.
But when it appears to the developer, there are no word. Like now, I don't have to say kun, but it's there to think about. So they are thinking in word and thinking as being realized as no one, no self. It thinks that which arises and think.
So, ma'am, what is the difference between the ma'am thinking and thoughts?
Thinking what?
And thoughts.
In thoughts.
Thinking, what's the difference, Ajahn, between thinking and thoughts?
I see. What is thought then?
Yes, ma'am.
Without thinking, can there be object of thinking as thought?
Ma'am, thinking can be a long process, thought can be a short process.
Is there thinking now?
Yes, ma'am.
Think of what?
Ma'am, thought is instantaneous.
Think of what now? After seeing, thinking follows immediately. But so many jittas in between, unknown. That which can be known is only that which appears to the six doorways, eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and mind or thinking. Because we can think without seeing, right? That which is seen is not that which the object of thinking. You can think of a rose while there's no rose, but think about it. It's not seeing, hearing, smelling, and touching at all. But when there is touching, no word like hardness or softness. Just that moment, it's the experiencing of only one object. Hardness, no need to say that it's hard. But it experiences hardness, no word. So seeing is not thinking, hearing is not thinking, but thinking follows immediately after seeing the whole process, not just one single moment of seeing. Before seeing, there is the citta which experiences seeing, but not see it. Like someone come to your house, you do not see it, you do not see that person yet, but there is knock, so you know someone is there. That is the citta before seeing. Condition seeing to arise to that doorway.
Ma'am, suppose, ma'am, earlier in the earlier session we were talking about the sound. As right now we are talking about the touch, sparsh.
Parsha?
Parsha. We are talking about the parsha.
Now,
ma'am,
citta cannot arise with a parsha.
Yeah, exactly, ma'am. Like the earlier session was with the sound. So, ma'am, these, when somebody speaks, these air pressure variations are converted into the electrical signals which brain interpret as a sound.
Long story. But sound, and heard, and it is heard. Just to be heard. It cannot do anything. Sound just arises as sound. And when it is not the object of hearing, no one knows that sound. It arises in false way, instantly.
Ma'am, as sound is sound,
and hearing is sound.
It's an object of hearing, but still the interpretation has taken some kind of a time also. No?
Different citta. Hearing cannot think or know what the object means. What the sound means.
Ultimately, ma'am, it is also in one of
the
five senses.
Hearing. Like when you speak Indian or Chinese or whatever, I have no idea of the meaning of the word. So there must be thinking of the sound to know the meaning of the sound. And at moment of understanding, knowing the meaning of sound, it's not hearing. So very close together. Hearing first. And after many jithas, there is the understanding of knowing what that word means. If I don't know, I have to ask again, to hear it again and again and again, to know.
Ma'am, we think or we interpret the things.
But there must be sound and hearing, seeing and whisper object. There must be reality which is seen, and the other moment it remember the different degree and it know what it is in different language. the newly born baby cannot understand any word, even it hears sound. Yeah. But later, the custom of understanding the sound, what it means, can remember what is that. So we learn just one word, two words, and then we can speak very fluently. And no one there, only citta, cetasika, and rupa.
I mean, it's a big battle between the ignorance and the wisdom.
And who wins?
Wisdom, wisdom.
When it's there, when it's there.
That is also a question mark.
I think usually ignorance wins, no?
Depending on who's that person.
Yeah. In the case of roti, usually ignorance.
It depends on accumulation or anatta. Some less language very quickly.
Ma'am, sir, ignorance is also not permanent.
No.
It's not a permanent, sir. Isliye the wisdom will win.
Even wisdom arises in false way. And what reality is, we call wisdom. In Pali, it is panya, cetasika, not citta. That's why citta are different because of the cetasika which accompany it. One citta at a time are different and never to return. That's why all are anatta. The absolute truth is this, which is very hard because they are the accumulation of avicca more than vicca. Vicca is another word for panya. Jnana is also panya, depending on the degree of wisdom, of right understanding. So nobody knows the others, citta and cetasika and the accumulation, but one know oneself better than the other. So there is only thinking about that person as this or that, but actually it's not known. Even to oneself, doesn't know the moment what citta arises, what cetasikas accompany, citta. The world of avicca.
How many types of ignorance are there?
There are 12 akusala citta, accompanied by different cetasikas. Lopa mula, mula is the root. Lopa mula citta, dosa mula citta, and moha mula citta, three different kinds of citta accompanied by condition cetasika, which is kusala or akusala. Can cetasika be not kusala and not akusala?
She's asking the question if a cetasika can be either kusala nor akusala.
It can be both at the different times.
The arahata has citta which is not kusala and akusala. As long as there is akusala, there must be moments of kusala. But the arahata does not have either kusala or akusala, no condition for birth anymore. Because akusala is avicca and other akusala cetasika, which is the root for that type of citta to arise. For example, seeing doesn't have any cetasika, which is the root, no hetu. No lopa, no dosa, no moha, no alopa, adosa, amoha. Because it is vipaka. So there are different vipakas, not only these. The four chatis, kusala, akusla and vipaka, the result, and kriya. So arahata has only vipaka citta and kriya citta, no more akusla and kusla, because as long as there is kusla, there must be birth. Which, because kusla condition the vipaka in the future, but for an arahata, no more akusla, so no more kusla, nothing can condition the birth after death. But for us, all four, chati, born to be, arise to be kusla, arise to be akusla, arise to be not kusla and not akusla, and vipaka, four. So we learn to understand how many vipakas, citta. Nobody can do anything, just understand the truth. When it arises, it's there. When it does not arise, know that reality anymore. So now, how many chati of citta?
How many?
Chati. The word jati is sometimes translated as birth or origin. All realities can be divided up into four categories, into the four jatis, as Ajahn is saying, and that's kusala, akusala, kriya, or vipaka. That's every citta must be one of those. So there are four. I was just thinking about what you asked before about thinking and thoughts. So we can say that thoughts are the object of thinking.
I think so.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm. Mind or process. Mm. But sense though can have the silent thinking. Like Sampatichana, after seeing, does not perform the function of seeing. It performs the function of receiving after hearing or seeing.
Remember. Ma'am, I think.
Yes.
Sorry to say.
Thinking is thinking.
I think because I may be countered with a lot of intellectuals here. Ma'am, there are only questions till yet in your mind. There are only questions in your mind till yet.
What was that word, question?
Only questions in your mind till yet. Questions in your mind till yet.
Questions.
Your mind is not controlled by you.
Okay, just one word at a time. Reality is question.
Yes, ma'am, reality is question.
What is the reality of question?
Yes, ma'am. Because your mind is...
It's real. Question is real. But what nature of reality?
Nature of reality.
Citta, cetasika. Question.
Conditioned.
Without citta and cetasika, no question.
So, ma'am, the questions again come. Yeah, how the enlightened one knows that he is enlightened now?
Do you know that you are now seeing?
Ma'am, if the conscious is there, there can't
it
be...
It is a consciousness of you. It's there. See? There is seeing, and seeing is there. No one knows you.
Ma'am, seeing and see is there. No one I.
Not I.
Not me, anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Only seeing and see
right.
is there.
Right.
The question, the main question is that, sir, ma'am, ke how come I know that seeing is see or not?
Okay. Without the words of the Buddha, who knows that it's not you who see? Because there is seeing and no understanding of seeing. So you take seeing for I. But if seeing does not arise, can there be I see? See, so seeing is see, not you. It doesn't belong to you, and it's not you. It's seeing itself. And without citta, cittasika, there's no question. So to have question, what type of citta is that?
Ma'am, kushal?
Question. You have question?
What kind of citta is having a question?
A conscious? No, matlab ki.
The table cannot have doubt.
The table cannot have questions, right? The table.
Non-living man.
So, what is question? Without citta, cittasika, no question.
And question is also a thought.
A thought. Question is a thought.
What is not seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching?
It's a conventional man.
Without word, Buddha wouldn't teach anything to be known. So it needs word to specify the characteristic of a reality. Like question is a kind of citta which does not understand. So it is whether a moha mula citta or tulsa mula citta or lopa mula citta. Mula is the root. The root is that root of citta which conditioned that citta to be like that.
Ajahn says that question means doubt. So that's the characteristic of doubt, is that you are not knowing, that you are not understanding, right? You are not understanding.
Is question a reality?
So is less.
My question is not a reality.
It's a kind of citta.
It's a reality. Citta is a reality.
And it's a kind of akusala citta.
So let's use the term doubt instead of question. I think it's more clear. So when you have doubt, is that real? When you're having a doubt, is that real? Is the is real, isn't it?
And doubt is real.
Doubt is real, Chai.
Different from other citta.
And you only told it's a one form of citta.
What?
I mean, you only told reality is the one form of citta.
Mm-hmm. Anything which can experience an object is citta. With cittasika. So cittas are different from one moment to another moment. Like seeing is only one moment. Before seeing, it's not seeing. After seeing, it's not seeing. But the citta has to arise one after one another. If this citta hasn't arisen yet, no citta can arise after. So there is only one citta at a time, and one citta with at least 7 cittasikas, and there are only 10 cittas which have the no other cittasika besides the 7 cittas. So seeing does not doubt, seeing does not like, seeing does not think, it sees and then it falls away forever, never to return. So it's just the new one, the previous one conditioned the next one, the last one. See? There must be citta after that. And this is one paccaya, one condition of citta. If it has fallen away, it conditioned the ajitita to arise immediately. No gap. That's why no one knows that now citta and cittasika arise and fall away all the time. By samantara paccaya, that it has to arise in order. After the seeing has fallen away, the hearing cannot just arise. It's impossible. It needs other cittas. Until the process of citta, which experience the same object, end. There can be pavanka in between, unknown all the time. So it's like the stream of pavanka interrupted by moment of experience something, and then bhavanga again, and experience something again, and then bhavanga again. Endlessly.
Endlessly.
So there are cittas from eons and eons ago, uncountable, even this life.
Achan, how can we explain bhavanga?
Moment of sleep.
Moment of sleep?
Not experience anything through the six dhavyas, like the moment of birth. After birth, citta has fallen away, bhavanga, the same type of citta, conditioned by the same karma. That's why life ended when the karma cannot produce the vipaka anymore. So the next moment is the result of other karma. That's why one cannot reborn as this one at all. New one all the time. Each moment is new. Momentarily death.
Crap. But bhavanga is not consciousness then?
It is. It performs a function. So that there are altogether 14 functions of citta. It arises and it performs just one function.
So what object does bhavanga know?
Unknown, because it doesn't need anything to arise and from and experience. If bhavanga experienced the same object as the object before death of last life. So there's no seeing, no hearing at all. But each citta has to experience, and the object which is experienced must be any time when citta arises. Citta experiences the object. That's why the death consciousness experience object.
Death consciousness?
Any citta, every citta.
Yeah.
So the moment of this is unknown because it's the same type of patisanti, the same result of one deed, the same deed which produced the patisanti citta, pavanga citta, and death, chutti citta. Depending on karma and other conditions all the time. It cannot arise without condition. While one is fast asleep, nothing appears. No idea whether who am I, where am I, how many friends, sisters, family, at all. Because it experiences the same object which arises before death. So it's unknown in this life. So the world of life must be seeing, hearing, object for seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and thinking only.
But consciousness means to know something, right?
That reality which can experience, while rupa cannot experience at all. So, citta and cittasika can experience only.
So that means that bhavanga citta can also experience.
Whatever citta, it has an object.
But I still don't understand what is the object of bhavanga citta.
Why the object of bhavanga is not known? It does not appear. Is that your question?
It's not.
No, I think you would like to know the object of jhana.
What is the object of bhavanga?
You would like to know?
Oh, you cannot know it, right?
Not at all, because the world to us is seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and thinking.
Ah.
So bhavanga moment, birth moment, and death moment cannot be known, like bhavanga being fast asleep.
We know it's the object of jyoti citta will be the of bhavanga will arise in with svatisandhi citta, so it'll have the same object as jyoti citta. And because you're a human being, it was a kusala chitta, but we can't say what it was. The Buddha could know, but we can't know.
Is there a moment of being fast asleep? Is there a moment which one is fast asleep?
Yes.
Is there chitta or die, death?
No.
While one is fast asleep?
No, there is chitta and chetasika happening.
And the object is unknown because it is the same object of birth consciousness, and the object of birth consciousness is the same object of before death of last life. Is there any object of the death consciousness? The last moment of this life is death.
There has to be an object, because if it's mm-hmm. consciousness, yeah. it has to have an object.
And it's can it be known when it's last life?
Can I know my last life?
Okay, there must be death. The citta performs the function of not having this kind of this life anymore.
Death is the last moment of last life, right?
Last moment of last life is the same as Patisanti, as Pavanga. It does not experience the object through the sixth doorway, but it experienced the object, which for this life is the same object as the last object of last life. Before you die, it's not jutijit yet, but there must be the process of experience object through eye, ears, nose, tongue, or body. It doesn't matter. But at that moment, the object is experienced before death, right? Because it experienced the object through the six doorways. But death is like Pavanga, like the moment of being fast asleep. The death moment, the Pavanga and the Patisanti Citta. But the object is unknown because it's not the object which is experienced through the six doorways.
So that means that there exist objects of consciousness which are different from the six objects,
different,
right?
From object in this life, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. Not the same. Never be the same. But
never?
Okay. Is the citta while one is asleep, fast asleep?
Yes.
Do you know the object of the citta?
No.
See, because it's not through five or six doorways.
Right.
It can be known only when it appears to eyes, ears, or tongue, and right. body and mind. Like fast asleep is not thinking. And thinking, it's thinking of the object which appears through the five doorways. But the moment of birth, it's not seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, or thinking at all. It's the result of one karma, which is ready to perform the function of birth after last life. Immediately. So, before you fall asleep, do you know the object? Even it must be one of the six doorways object. But before falling asleep, you don't know.
Because it's very weak, no?
Mm-hmm.
Very weak.
Because when sleep arises after the moment of not being asleep, there's no idea about it. At moment of trying to sleep, there must be moments of experience one of the six doorways. It can be seeing or hearing. You just fall asleep instantly. So no one knows the citta before sleeping. whether it is that which is experienced through what idea or sense or what. It's like that. So sleeping does not experience anything because there's no seeing, no hearing, no smelling, no tasting, no touching, no thinking. And there are only three moments, birth, pavanga, and chutti, which does not experience the object of this world through the six doorways. So the moment of being fast asleep, citta experience the object, which is the object before death of last life. So we don't know last life. We don't know before that what appears through what doorway. So the birth consciousness just conditioned the moment of birth, different object, not object of this world yet, but it must have object. And the object of this life is the last object before last life, death.
And this makes me think about Nibbana.
Quite different, because Nibbana does not arise, but moment while one is asleep arise and falls away, not experience the object which is not the object of this world. So one forget everything of last life, because the new one, not the same one as last life. We don't know from where we are, what karma condition, the birth, consciousness, and what consciousness is, the object of birth, consciousness, unknown, because it's different from last life. But it takes the same object of citta before death. So we don't know.
What
is the object of birth?
It's unknown, right?
Because last life is ended completely. But citta must have aramana. It must have the object of experiencing. It, at moment of seeing, there must be this which appear as object. At moment of hearing, it have a sound as that. Is which is experience. So each moment of citta must have the object because it experienced, and the object which is experienced is now. We always think about the object which is experienced. We do not think of citta which experience. That is why. What do you see? Color, rose, table, thing. See. We don't think that citta experience, not I. But we take citta which sees as I see. But actually, if the citta which experiencing does not arise, there cannot be this moment of seeing table and chair and things. Because whenever citta arises, it must experience.
But not pavanga citta.
Pavanga citta, is it citta?
Yes, it's citta.
Does it experience anything?
But it does not experience the six objects.
The object of this world. But it experiences the object of...
Another world?
Of previous life, the moment before death of last life.
Pavanga in this life?
Pavanga, patisanticitta, take that. Which is the object of citta. Before death. Citta before death of last life experience whatever, the patisanti citta follows it to experience that. But as pavanga, unknown. The pavanga is unknown, but it's there because it's not seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. But citta is there to experience something unknown. It cannot remember. We do not remember the object of last life. So at moment of patisanti citta, what aramana or what object it experiences must be the object of citta before death, which is unknown of this life. But the citta before death of last life experiences that It knows, but it does not appear. It appears as being asleep. No object appear at all. Because it's not the world of this life. This world, we take it for the world, but they are only citta, citta-sika, and rupa, arising and falling away in order by samantara paccaya, one of the 24 paccaya, that citta has to arise and fall away in order by that paccaya. After seeing, that next moment cannot see. That is the paccaya, which is samanantara paccaya. The thinking cannot arise after seeing, but it has to be receiving moment, which experiences the same object as seeing. That's why we think that is seeing, but after that there are so many cittas which cannot be known. That's why the perceiving which arises after seeing does not see.
When we told that thinking arises before seeing.
The citta which arises before seeing is the pancha, five, dvara, dove, citta, which arises through one of six dove. The moment when the reality which can be seen, the reality which can be seen, no matter what color it is, but it impinges on the eye door or eye base, and the karma conditioned the citta to arise to see. And when it is the pleasant object, it's the kusala citta which condition the arising of seeing as its result to experience the pleasant object. Everyone would like to experience the pleasant thing, hearing the pleasant sound, but no one can do anything. It depends on condition. So when we learn more about realities, there's less clinging, but it's not the direct understanding at what moment when it arises and falls away yet. But the way Buddha developed the parami to experience the truth, the absolute truth of everything, which cannot be known by the other at all.
The last breath in this world is the first breath in another world.
First chitta, or first object.
Again, please.
Ma'am, the last...
For breath, you need to have a lung.
The last breath.
The last breath means last life.
In this life.
Not
the last life. You don't know the last life, ma'am. You can only.
And can you know the birth of this life?
Ma'am, this life you can know. You can't.
Can you know it's fallen away completely? Pardon? The citta arises and falls away all the time. So can the moment of birth be known? Like in a dream, like the moment when one is fast asleep, can you know anything? But there is citta. But there must be citta, because yes, it's not death yet. So there are the unknown object at moment of being fast asleep and birth and death. These three moments cannot be known because citta experience object, but the birth consciousness does not yet experience the object of this world. Just a moment of being conditioned by karma to arise after death of last life. So that which does not appear, even is there, is the moment of birth, moment of pavanga, fast being fast asleep, and moment of death. So death is not frightening at all, because it's unknown. When you know, it's not death moment. It's the experience of something. So at moment of death, it's just like the moment of being fast asleep. So these three moments have the same object, unknown, because it's not the world of that which impinges on the sense door and mind door. It just keep on being life. Past life, present life, future life.
And that happens every moment, right? Every moment
arise and following.
There is birth, death, babanga, and then birth.
But it's not the moment of birth, right?
No.
But the object is the same.
It's not the moment.
The object is unknown.
The object is unknown.
Mm-hmm. Because the tamma condition, the moment before death, to be kusla or akusla, to be followed by the vipaka, which is kusla or akusla.
Patisanti.
Before death, no matter human being, animal, dog, cat, experience an object before death. And when death arises, it experiences the moment, the object of the moment before death. Right? Patisanti, citta. How come to have an object if the kama does not condition the kusala citta or akusala citta to be the object of the citta before death? See, the death moment has the same object as patisanti and pavanka. Okay, the birth consciousness is gone, and there is pavanka. And then, after seeing, hearing, smelling the world of the object of this world, the pavanka, the life continuum, keep on, not die yet, no death yet. So when this come to be the last moment of life, before that, there must be citta which arises before death, and the object of citta before death is the object of this world through eyes, ears, or nose, or tongue, or body, or the object of mind. No one knows, because it's gone completely. When death comes, it's like the door of that life is closed, not knowing what were there in last life at all. You now are not the same person of last life at all, but continue from by one karma you have done. We use the word you and I to know who's who or what reality is there, reality here or there and so on. We have to use, even Buddha has to say Tathagata for himself to be known as not the other. So no one knows the moment of cittas before death of last life. If there is no death, there is no last life. But when death comes, the object which is experienced of last life is unknown. We don't know. What did we see last life, heard, or whatever it is. New person, new personality. Continue, succeed the last life, the moment of death of last life by one karma. So it's the readiness of one karma to condition citta to be kusala, the cause for the kusala vipaka, or akusala to be the being with akusala vipaka, performing the function of birth after death. Not the same at all each moment, just completely gone, never to return at all. So what you take for you this moment? what you take for you this moment is not the last or previous moments. Always new. So it is momentarily death. Katnika morana. And sammuti morana, when we say, oh, he dies, that is only called sammuti.
So we have kanika morana. Kanika means momentary, and morana means death. And we have sammuti morana.
Kanika morana, sammuti morana.
Sammuti means conventional.
And sammuchetta morana, the death of an arahata. No more.
Sammuchetta morana.
What means sammuchetta, crap?
Final.
Because the death of the arahat is final death. No more rebirth. So you have kanika morana, which is momentary death. That means every moment.
You die.
Consciousness die every moment. And then you have sammuti morana, which is conventional death. That's the death of the person, right?
And samchetna.
And smuchida.
The death of the arahata. Because it's final death. No more rebirth. Yes?
So we don't know last life who we were, and we don't know next life at all. We know just now, and it's gone unknowingly.
And before this discussion, I was thinking, I had the concept that there's a only change of breath.
Change or
breath from one
arising
to
and falling away.
The conscious is the same.
New one.
I was corrected.
Yeah.
Because consciousness cannot be the same, because consciousness,
it has got the different objects.
Consciousness is not continuous. Consciousness arises and falls all the time. It's not continuous.
It's not having continuity.
Yeah, it's not.
Continuity. It's arising and falling.
It's arising and falling.
Every moment.
Death. Every moment death.
If any moment a person can have a shota, a person can be a shota, then any moment the death can also be there.
He's saying that any moment one can become a sotapanna. And any
by
moment,
what? Just happened? There must be conditions.
Yes, there is condition.
Yes. We do not know condition for next moment, whether it arises to be sotapanna. But there must be conditions for being sotapanna. Not just ignorance, not knowing, and not understanding at all. Can anyone become sotapanna without conditions?
No.
Mm-hmm. So it's impossible to go to the meditation center all over the world.
Ajahn Mai Chob meditation center.
No. Why do you say that or someone think like that? Because Chob is akusala, attachment, desire, wanting, and Mai Chob is it's dislike. But the understanding that it's useless. It conditioned very strong misunderstanding.
Right.
No understanding of this moment at all. So how can there be the realization of the arising falling way of momentarily death now? And actually it's not just one reality. Now, we take it for this. One, this is a glass, always a glass, but actually, what is there?
Half still there, and half in water.
No.
If it's like this all the time, it's not
coconut.
The enlightenment of the Buddha. If there is still permanent glass.
If we still see something permanent, if we still see a glass or water, that's not the enlightenment of the Buddha yet.
So when we hear anything like Dhamma, which in Pali or original meaning means the whatever is real, is Dhamma. So when people think that they are talking about Dhamma, they are learning about Dhamma, they don't know what Dhamma is. So they just follow the word, just say lopa. But what is lopa? Is that lopa now? They don't know, no idea at all, because they do not study carefully. No matter it's here or there, in Vinaya or Suttanta or Abhidhamma, each word conforms with the other words. When it's true, lopa must be attachment, like different degrees. When it is attached, it's a reality, not I at all. If attachment does not arise, there will never be attachment. But when it's there, the idea of I am attaching is there. But it's gone, it's not known. That actually it's only the arising of the impermanent reality. It's conditioned to arise and fall away. So whatever arises must fall away. Who knows? Only Buddha, his enlightenment. If he didn't preach, no one knows at all.
Consciousness is arising and falling.
All the time.
All the time. And what about memory, ma'am?
Memory. What is memory? Is it real?
Ma'am, it is also not unreal.
Memory marks and remember the nimitta, the image of the arising and falling away of realities.
Memory is falling and arising of realities.
Memory remembers the falling. Memory. What is this?
What is this?
This is glass, ma'am.
How do you know?
I've got the memories of it.
Mm-hmm. So memory is memory. We live in the world of memory from moment when one opens one's eye, on and on and on, of everything. Never know before that it's not I who sees, hears, thinking. They know nothing about the true nature of reality. But when Buddha enlightened, he can see the distinction between every single reality as it is. For example, citta, which sees, is accompanied by 7 citta-seekers, while the citta before that has more citta arising with it. And after seeing more citta-seeker, it's so close. One moment of seeing, just one who can know. Because now so many things appear as people and things all around. So many, how many citta arising and falling? Away. What is left is only the succession of the arising and falling away as different shape and form, to be remembered as something.
You can say that memory remembers. Memory remembers.
That point. Sir, the question is again there. If the consciousness is impermanent, mm-hmm. if the memory is impermanent. Mm-hmm. And what is a permanent? What the thing is permanent?
Never fall away.
Pardon?
Never fall away. It seems like seeing permanent. But hearing is there, no seeing at the moment of hearing. So where is that which experience the visible object? Not there. So fast, rapidly. It's like just when you have the stick and you light, what you call?
Fire stick.
See? And then you move it so fast, so very rapidly. it appears as something like number 8 or round or what. So we live in the world of sanya all the time. As soon as we open one's eye, something is there. See, shape and form is there. But without citta, cetasika and rupa, because what is seen in a day, like visible object, cannot experience anything. So there are four kinds of absolute reality: citta, cetasika, and rupa. No self, no one at all. If nothing arises, is there world? Is there world? If nothing arises, so the world, loka, means that which is conditioned to arise and fall away. This is the word of the Buddha.
So when you asked before, is there permanence, there is only the illusion of permanence. You asked before, there's just the illusion of, it seems that it's just all the time a person or something.
It's an illusion.
That's an illusion. That's an illusion. There's just different experiences rising and falling away. This theory is very important, though, to understand, because it helps one to...
Again, the question is there. The experience of life and death, the object of the death, object of the consciousness of the death, object of the citta of the death, is same for individual to individual, or it's same for everyone, man?
Whenever citta arises, it has to experience the object, its object. The object of seeing is visible object. Now, it's not permanent, and citta is not permanent. So the rupa arises, and so the rupa stays on 17 moments of citta arising and fall away. One rupa fall away. That's why not only seeing experience the object which is seen or heard, the citta before seeing also experience that, but it does not perform the function of seeing. So only seeing, just one moment sees, perform the function of seeing, but the citta which arises after also experience the object of seeing before, but it cannot see. But it seems like the seeing experience the visible object all the time. How fast it is. Not only one thing, but many things at once. But there are so many cittas and cetasika in between seeing and hearing and thinking, smelling, tasting, touching. This is what can be known in one's life, while the other cittas, which is in between, does not appear. But the citta which does not appear have the same object as the citta before. When the hearing hears a sound, that sound does not fall away yet, but the hearing fallen away, and the citta which experienced that but does not hear fall away. 17 times of citta arising and falling away, one rupa fall away. So who knows? Because the rupa appears like permanent, but citta is more than that. Because one citta arises and falls away, and the rupa stays on 17 moments of the arising and falling away of citta. But everything seems permanent because of the rapidity of the arising and falling away. You cannot know anything which arises and falls away. It seems like one thing only, but actually many cittas arising and falling away experience one object.
And it's like Ajahn says, because avicca covers over the nature of the truth. And so we think there is this continual experience of something all the time, but there is just this continual arising and falling away of different realities which have different objects, but we still think that there is something there. But wisdom can be developed to begin to know the reality which appears, like there's a reality that appears now. There has to be sound or hearing or thinking or visual object. There has to be in a reality. Otherwise, there would be nothing there. There are experiences now. There are experiences now that can be known. You know, by way of the body sense, there will be realities appearing, but we take it as something lasting, like a sofa or a cushion or something. But that's just an idea. That's not the true reality.
And one question. When the thoughts and the thinking, the objects of the citta, are so fast, ma'am, so fast.
How many times?
I am not able to
say. Who knows?
That is a question, ma'am. That is a question. It's so fast, mm-hmm. fast, that everybody can't play a wise life here. Wise life.
They can't play, can't be wise. So, Kun Akhil is saying that it's so fast,
it's so
then,
fast.
Then it's impossible to be wise. That's his question.
Wise. So, now, ma'am, how to deal with it?
Who says?
Everybody can't be you, ma'am.
Who says? You? Not reality. When there is such idea to find a way to do this and that? Impossible. It's from avijja, not understanding actually there are only absolute realities. No one, even you are saying like that, it's from thinking of that. Conditioned movement of the body and the words is there to be known. But it's still you who think, you who hears, and so on. From birth to death, from life to life, it's just like this without the teachings of the Buddha, from his enlightenment.
And the Ajahn would say, don't underestimate panya. Wisdom is very powerful.
And what is the object now? It's only nimitta. From the arising and falling way of realities, which is unknown. But the nimitta is known by memory as what and what. We have to know that with our citta, there is no shape, no form to be known as this person or that person or things at all. At all. Because without the absolute realities, there's no condition for concept. This can be understood little by little, until it can condition the direct moment of experience, the arising and falling in of nimitta. See, not as one reality only, but as nimitta, because no one can separate the nimitta from the reality which appears. So one moment of citta cannot be known, because Buddha said that after this moment, what is the other moment? It cannot be panya to understand one moment of seeing, because it takes a procession to experience that object. Bhavanga is not the citta which experiences the object of this world, but the panchadvara vachana is the beginning to know what is there, but not see. It conditioned the seeing to see, and then only one moment of seeing cannot be known. So what can be known is the nimitta of reality, nimitta of rupa. So many group or kalapa of rupa with space in between. It can be broken anytime into finest material or matter, which must be the four prime rupa, like tattoo, but we tejo apo vayo. So without the four primary rupas, there cannot be that which is seen now with it, that which can be smelt there with it. That's why these four elements, Mahabhuta, arise with the other rupa, which is not Mahabhuta. So the many details about everything to know exactly that there's no self at all. And this is the beginning of the elimination of akusala, avicca, because vicca, any moment, will eliminate just a little bit of avicca.
So we can say that all these details point to the anatta-ness of everything. And everything. And then that knowledge can help panya to grow. I know you said, kunakila, it's very difficult, but it can be done. And the Buddha too thought, oh, will people understand?
Actually, I was thinking about bhojan hitaye, bhojan sukhaye.
And the moment of understanding is the best moment in life.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Even if it's just tiny.
Less than the seed.
Yes. It's a beginning.
Can the moment of seeing and other thing can be directly experienced in the form of nimitta, not just one only. One unit or one, yeah, cannot be known, but what it's that which can be known is the nimitta.
And nimitta are various moments
of each
together.
Each reality. Nimitta of seeing, see? Nimitta of hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and rupa. Because it can be broken up into very finest reality. Very tiny. And it cannot be known because it's succeeded by that which arises by samantara paccaya. It has to be like this. Because it's not under anyone's control.
Ajahn, how would you differentiate between object and nimitta?
Okay. When this is broken up into very tiny piece bit, is it a glass?
No.
So whatever appears must appear in not just one reality. Like seeing how many moments to know this and this and this.
Yes.
Just in a moment. It seems like that. And that is the meaning of nimitta. The succession of the arising and falling away, which is unknown, can condition the shape and form to be seen, to be known. Like this. See, when they come together, arising and falling away, it conditioned the shape, round, and this, and this, and this. Not just one unit or one bit.
You were talking then about samanantara. Please.
And anantara, paccaya.
Yes, samanantara.
Two kinds of paccaya.
Yes. So I still find that difficult, the difference between anantara and samanantara.
Okay. Anantara is no gap, because after that kind of reality has fallen away, they're conditioned to be the next one.
That's anantara.
Anantara. But it has to arise in order. Like before seeing, there must be panchadvara vachana or chakudvara vachana, the moment of knowing that something is there, but not see. which conditioned the seeing moment to arise, not the other moment like sampatichanna sandirana or akusala, and kusala cannot arise at once after that. It has to come in order by samanantara pachaya, the way it is. If there is no panchadvara vachana, can there be seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching? Then this is samanantara pachaya, in order. Conditions must be that. By being samantara, no one can change, no one can make it different.
So let me try and explain how I understand it. Ananta is immediately following. And you're saying, Ajahn, that's from what I understand, that samananta is the order of them.
It's samanantara.
Yeah.
Because after seeing, kusala cannot arise yet.
No.
Because of the samanantara pachya. After seeing, there must be the citta which receive the object, but not seeing.
Okay. I think I understand.
So there are altogether 14 function of citta. The birth is one function. It cannot see, it cannot hear. But it must be succeed the jutti citta. It succeeds the jutti citta. That's why patisanti, see pati, special, right? And santi is after death consciousness. That which continue after death is patisanti citta. It cannot arise now. It arises only after birth, pavanga. At moment of seeing, it's not pavanga. Hearing, smelling, it's not pavanga, because it experiences not the same object as patisanti. So patisanti experienced the object before death of last life, and the pavanga has the same object because it is conditioned by the same karma of birth. And death is the same citta, but not the same one, arises and performing not pavanga anymore, but death, just there. When it's time for death, when it's time for death, when it's not time, death cannot arise. The death moment cannot arise. Even you try so hard, but karma still keep on going. It's not time for death yet.
By many different conditions. Yeah, it's a slow process to understand. But Ajahn there helped me to understand, I think, because when one citta falls away, another citta will arise. There's a following citta, like after seeing consciousness. In the sense, then you have a citta called sampatichana. That's sampatichana will arise by way of anantarapachya. It's immediately after.
And samanantarapachya as well.
Also.
Yeah. Because it has to arise before. That's what it means, right? It cannot arise any other time. It has to arise before the citta knows. That's samantara.
Samantarapachya means that after death there must be birth instantly followed.
But after birth,
there cannot be seeing, hearing instantly or suddenly.
No.
There must be the citta which receives the object from seeing which is.
So on.
By anantarapachya and also samanantarapachya.
Samanantarapachya means there's an order.
Right? Yes. That's, I think, I'm understanding. So they're both. Is it possible for a condition to be anantara but not samanantara? Is that possible?
Can you have a kusala moment after seeing?
No.
See, and that is by way of samanantara pachya, it has to be like this. Nobody can change the paccaya.
All right. It's still not clear. I thought it was clear, but I don't think it is.
When there is question after this citta, what is there?
After this citta, what say, like seeing, for example?
Can akusala arise after seeing and hearing?
Not immediately.
It has to be sampaticcana.
Yes.
Not other citta at all. And this is by way of the nature, which is sammanantara paccaya, in order, orderly.
Right. Okay, all right. By way of the order of them.
So, very rapidly.
Mm-hmm. All right, so...
So what is known is only citta, which sees, and kusala and akusala. Mm. The citta between seeing and akusala cannot be known.
No, normally, no, they can't.
Even it's there, by conditions.
So again, the purpose of knowing all these details is in order to see that there is no one that is controlling, right? No one that all these things happen by conditions.
And without this level of understanding, there cannot be the condition for the direct understanding of reality right now at all. So the teachings of the Buddha in order is pariyatti, hearing and understanding thoroughly. And without this, there cannot be the direct understanding of whatever appears now. Even we learn a lot, we hear a lot, we think a lot, but it's not yet time to realize or experience directly the arising and falling away of the nimitta. See? Because now, and no matter when, there is the nimitta of rupa. Right? The nimitta of the rupa, instantly. It can be broken up. But since it cannot arise only by itself, it needs the other reality as condition, like Mahabhuta Rupa, the Patvi Tatu, hardness, is there. And whenever there is hardness, there must be heat or cold, Techo Tatu, and the Vayu Tatu. But the Apotatu cannot be experienced through sense law at all, but it can be known because it adhere or make all three cannot be separated.
Maybe Kunakil cannot follow this part, right? There are the four main elements.
Rupa.
The four main rupa, which constitute every rupa.
And which cannot experience anything.
They cannot experience anything. One of them is solidity, which is hardness. The other one is vayu dhatu, which is temperature.
Temperature is techo.
Oh, techo. Vayu is movement, right? It's air. So you have solidity, you have temperature, you have movement, and you have cohesion, right? That's what the water element is, cohesion. The movement element is air. The temperature movement is fire. And the solidity movement is earth.
The air is different from the Mahabhuta Rupa.
Sorry?
You talk about the air?
Air.
It's not
movement.
The Mahabhuta Rupa.
Movement is
Vayu Tatu.
That's not air?
No.
But you have earth, fire, air and water, no?
Or which one is motion? Is that air?
Well, usually it's Vayu.
It's what?
Vayu. Vayu does so.
Vayu.
What was Vayu?
Wind.
Lom. That's what I mean with
but air.
But how do you translate it, lom? Basa Sanskrit lom kuelai. Wind. Oh, wind.
No.
Sorry.
No.
No, it's not wind?
No. Not wind.
Vayu.
Mm-hmm. You understand the power.
Yeah. But lom basa Sanskrit cha play yang ngai krap. How would you translate vayu in English?
I wouldn't normally would say it. Sometimes it's
wind means
pressure.
Yeah, but that's when you talk about solidity, temperature, pressure, and cohesion. But when you talk about the elements like
four primary rupas,
like in the sense of earth.
So what
water,
is it? We use the word which means that which is not earth like we think.
Yes,
ma'am,
I got it. It's a
panchabhuta
you're talking about.
Yeah.
Pancha.
And
Akasha, Vayu,
yeah.
Agni.
No, but he's talking about five. Pancha is five. But we're talking about four.
Primary rupas.
The four primary rupas. But there's one that I don't know how to translate to English. Lom. Pasatai lom.
That which can move. And sometimes it's used like the pressure, right?
Yeah, pressure or movement, no? Yeah, pressure.
Pressure is not hardness.
But lom pasa ankrit ku wind,
no,
air.
No. That is not the teachings. That reality can be used by different language. And the Thai who does not understand the nature, the reality, use the word vayu as lom. Payu, Majakama Vayu, but not din, like many people who does not understand the teachings think that it has to be that which is hard and like the ground or that which can be planted by seeds or things like that.
Yeah, no.
So that din, may say din.
Yeah, it din, earth represents solidity.
So solidity.
But we still,
it's
but,
not
but
what
it comes
we,
from the word earth, solidity.
But if you talk that the word din, people think of that, correct. Which is the ground.
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
Like vayu, see, kling ting vay, it means pressure.
Yeah.
Or motion.
Okay, so we should not use earth and water. We should use solidity, temperature, pressure and cohesion.
Mm-hmm.
You know cohesion, right? To keep together.
And they are all nimitta when they appear as one thing, like a glass. It's the nimitta of the patvi, vayu, tesho.
Of the four of the four
elements. Yeah. So how many rupas are there?
When?
Any time.
28.
The reality must be reality. The vayu cannot be the apo. Whenever it arises, it is vayu. And apo is apo. Tejo is tejo. So how many absolute realities of that which arise but cannot experience anything? They are all rupa. Any rupa cannot experience anything. Hardness cannot experience, but it can be experienced by citta and cetasika. But the hardness itself cannot experience anything, so it's rupa. And how many rupas altogether?
28.
Yes,
correct.
By number.
But that's only a number.
Right.
It probably there's no understanding behind remembering a number, right? Yes.
What can be experienced? Only that which can be seen, heard, being smelled, and tangible object only. The other rupa cannot be experienced by the five dhavas.
Yeah, there are 28 kinds of rupas, but only the only ones that can be experienced are seven.
7.
Visaya-rupa.
Visaya-rupa.
Visaya-rupa. Those are the only 7 that can be experienced, which are the visible object, that's one rupa. The sound is another rupa. This the odor is another rupa. And then taste is another rupa. And then three kinds of rupa that can be experienced through the body sense, which is hardness or softness, temperature, and motion. So in total there are 7.
That is what you take for the body, the whole body, not only.
That's what we take by mistake, right?
Mm-hmm.
We think there's a body, but there's only these 7 rupas.
Which can be experienced.
Which can be.
There are altogether 28.
There are only 7 which can be experienced, but in total there are 28, yes.
In life, everyday life, only 7 can be experienced. 7 rupas. What are they?
7.
One
is visible object.
Visible object. What the eye sees.
You can smell, you can taste, mm-hmm. you can touch,
mm-hmm.
and touch. And even 4 are these, and 3 are that. And 1 is the hardness.
Yeah, the touch, the body sense, which mm-hmm. is touch, can experience 3 different objects. One is hard softness, the other one is temperature, cold and hot, and the other one is pressure.
Pressure. Is it 7 total, 7 men?
and that's how we construct the world.
Actually, that are 28.
Well, but 7 are important. Yes.
7 can be experienced. All of them are important.
And that's how the world is constructed. Because of these visya-rupa, we come up with the idea of a world. We don't understand them as they really are. Yeah.
Visaya-rupas are the ones that can be experienced. And through these 7 rupas that can be experienced, we create many concepts.
Mm. Yeah.
We create glass, we create table, we create
those
roses.
Those visaya-rupas are indispensable. Without them, the world could not be created.
Yeah.
They are the indispensable conditions.
First, I was thinking of the rupa are the imaginary images in the mind, the hallucinations in the mind.
What is that?
The hallucinations in the mind, the imaginary images in the mind.
Imaginary images.
It's known as the rupa. Firstly, I was thinking like this.
And also citta and cetasika itself.
Yes,
maya.
Yes.
Nimitta.
Nimitta means maya.
Because it's surreal, it's not permanent. Yeah.
Right.
But actually, what can be experienced is only the nimitta of the reality. For example, now, when we feel like pukka, the unpleasant feeling,
dukkha vedana
of the body, actually, it's not only one unit, but so many.
Many rupas.
Just
right?
One cannot be experienced. So little that cannot be known. And then it's more than that can be known. And when it's greater than that, it can be known as also very seriously. But they are dhammas.
They are all, ma'am? Dhammas.
Yes. Whatever is real, whatever is
dhamma
there,
means
is dhamma.
Reality.
No one. Dhamma is whatever is real. Mm-hmm. So, the nimitta of the absolute reality can be known, but not the one.
Not the absolute reality itself, only the nimitta.
A moment is very short, but the arising and falling way of reality is shorter than that. So, can it be known? just one. There are so many uncountable seeing and that which is seen. But we take something from the moment when they appear as glass or table and chair, because not understanding the reality as just one characteristic at a time. Seeing cannot be hardness. Feeling is there, arising and falling away, different ones, in the day, unknown. But it's me who feel pleasant or unpleasant, dukkha or sukha.
I have a question. So the object of panya, of understanding, is it nimitta?
Also nimitta.
It's also nimitta.
Vipassana jnana experience the nimitta. So whatever arises has nimitta. Nibbana has no nimitta.
Oh, I see. So nimitta also have the three characteristics?
Without the absolute reality, can there be any nimitta?
No.
So the absolute reality arising and falling away, unknowingly. So that which can be experienced is only the nimitta, the image of that kind of reality, like seeing. Many, many moments of seeing and citta in between before hearing, but they seem like together. So in the day, many unknown realities, only few, like seeing is not hearing. That's what we can know. But we cannot understand just one kalapa or one many realities appear together, arising together, but only one can appear at a time.
Nimitta and panyati, they sound very similar.
Okay, there must be reality, right?
Right.
And every reality arises and follows in split seconds, or shorter than that. So, just only one cannot be known.
Right.
So the many, many arising and following of that characteristic is the nimitta.
Oh.
And by having nimitta, that make known as something is panjati. This shape make known as that which we can put on water or anything. See?
Right.
And the eyebrow and the hair and everything is nimitta of the arising and falling away of that reality. As hair or eyes.
But eyebrow and hair is panjati, no? It's concept.
It make that which make known as something is panjati. The arising and falling away condition the nimitta, and by way of that exactly nimitta condition, that which is known as a glass, a table, that nimitta makes known as something.
So as I understand that, then I believe we can say that the as the word panyati, as Ajahn said, that is that which makes known, panyati, it makes it known. So it's by way of nimitta enables panyati, it enables, it allows the knowing of the object.
Without nimitta, can that object is known as something?
It's a better way of expressing the jhana. So it's the nimitta which allows that understanding of the object.
Very subtle details, very subtle breaking into many, many parts, right? Because you have the object itself and then you have the nimitta of the object, right?
Of everything. Nimitta of seeing. It's not only one. So many moments of seeing.
Oh, in one nimitta.
It's nimitta.
Many moments of seeing is one nimitta.
Many moments of the arising and falling away of reality. condition, the shape and form to be known as panyati, as eyebrow, hair, or skin, or nail, nimitta of all these. Without nimitta, there is no one, like people and things. But since there are nimitta of reality, it can be known as this or that, something. Very.
Anil, I think you're doing really well, though, but you know, it takes patience, and this is the foundation for understanding to grow. Without these kind of details, they are difficult, but the Dhamma is difficult. It's not easy. And Ajahn has always talked about the need to be respectful when we, it's called sakatya, when you are careful with your approach and understanding of Dhamma, that is the correct foundation for the growth of wisdom. And it requires patience. And then that knowledge can be applied.
Many of the things today when I learned here, many of the things, no, this is my first time, this is not on the records.
No? Not on the records. So it needs patience.
Yeah, ma'am, a lot of the things which I today learned here, I have listened first time. Even I have not referred to any books, and you can say I don't have also. So, and it was quite, my doubts were very clear. At the some point of the time, I was a questionless, because my doubts were clear. Honestly, I'm speaking, I was clear. So now I was understanding, okay, this is the way it should be read, it should be realized. It should be like this is the way, like we should proceed towards learning the Dhamma.
Without understanding, even when it's reading the Dhamma, the Tipitaka, that cannot be understanding. It takes time to consider and read everything in it with understanding, considering. So it agrees, conform with the other words of the teaching, because it's the truth, the absolute truth, the Ariya Satya. So it's Satya, but is it Ariya yet?
The original verse said by Lord Buddha. And second thing, people interpret their own. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That is wrong.
Yeah.
That is wrong for Dhamma.
But Dhamma. Mostly that's done through ignorance, and they have not good friends or a wise teacher. Someone just tells them to do something, so they just do it without considering carefully, and they're not considering wisely because they have not got a good guide, a good teacher.
Exactly, sir. Exactly.
So you need, and mostly people just want to get results quickly. But that can't be done. That's done with the idea of a self who thinks they can get something quickly. But you can't do that. There never was a self anyway to get things quickly. That's impossible.
If you want quick results, you should go to the meditation center.
And get nothing.
And get nothing.
Only desire, attachment, and wrong understanding. Michatiti is cetasika, which cannot know what's right and what is wrong.
Exactly.
Only panya knows. By hearing, considering, understanding. Like the word Dhamma. People talk about Dhamma, but they don't know what is Dhamma. Is there Dhamma now? See, they don't know. Because they think that Dhamma is good, wholesome, only that. Like Dhamma and Dhamma. Only that aspect. But actually, Dhamma is everything which is real, no matter who experiences it or not. For example, right understanding of Panya is real. But for the person who doesn't have Panya, cannot understand that.
And oftentimes people think they understand and are convinced they understand. And I'm sure they understand. They think they are sure, or they believe they are sure, but they don't understand. That can happen, and it does happen, because of ignorance, essentially, and lack of respect for the teachings, essentially, but they would not see it that way. Dhamma is difficult.
For example, if someone as a person, what is seen, see, no Dhamma, no understanding.
I missed it again, Ajahn, please.
When one as someone, what is seen, one knows whether that people understand that Dhamma or not.
She's saying that somebody is seeing and not understanding.
And see flowers, not understanding that without the reality which can be seen, there is something that they take for permanency. So, when you are asked, what is seen? What's the answer? What is seen?
Seeing.
That is the one who understands Dhamma. But usually people say something there. Table, glass. So we know who teaches Dhamma or who doesn't teach Dhamma. Is flower Dhamma?
No.
Mm-hmm.